Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Good morning, Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. The big news of the day is day 34 of the government shutdown, one day shy of the longest shutdown. And President Trump had a sit-down with Nora O'Donnell from CBS on 60 Minutes. We start there with CBS's Michael George.
In an interview with 60 Minutes, President Trump pointed the blame squarely at Democrats. And the interview is his first since settling a lawsuit with CBS's parent company over a 2024 Kamala Harris interview. Now, this comes as millions of Americans are at risk of missing their November food stamp benefits. A federal judge ruled the Trump administration must use contingency funds to pay for it and give details about distribution by noon today. Meanwhile, staffing shortages continue to snarl air travel at major airports across the country, and now Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy is warning that things will only get worse. CBS's Jared Hill joins us now with the latest on this. So President Trump is saying he won't negotiate with Democrats. All signs are this is going to drag on.
Well, that's one of the really interesting things with this shutdown, and what makes it different in comparison to some in the past is that lawmakers don't appear to be talking across the aisle in any substantial way. In his interview with 60 Minutes, President Trump again urged Republicans to find a way to go it alone.
Nice to see you.
In a sit down with 60 Minutes, President Trump said the shutdown will end when congressional Democrats give in or Republicans change the rules.
The Republicans have to get tougher. If we end the filibuster, we can do exactly what we want.
That's the 60-vote threshold that pushes lawmakers toward compromise. Democrats are demanding a spending bill that extends Affordable Care Act subsidies with premiums set to skyrocket at the end of the year.
He ought to go ahead and put America first and sit down with us. Deal with the health care shortage.
President Trump doubled down on his vow to negotiate only when the government reopens.
I'm not going to do it by being extorted by the Democrats.
The stalemate has placed millions of SNAP recipients in limbo and led to delays at the nation's airports as federal airport employees reacted to being forced to work without pay. A new CBS News poll shows a growing number of Americans are concerned about the impact of the shutdown. Disapproval of how the president is handling the shutdown has also ticked up, with people blaming both parties evenly. In the interview, President Trump also defended the surge in immigration raids.
I think they haven't gone far enough because we've been held back by the judges.
And celebrated future cooperation with China on trade.
I think we can be bigger, better, and stronger by working with them as opposed to just knocking them out.
Last week, the president ordered the Pentagon to resume nuclear weapons tests, though he told 60 Minutes he's discussed denuclearization with Chinese President Xi Jinping and Russian leader Vladimir Putin.
Couple other headlines this week. The Supreme Court will hear arguments challenging President Trump's tariffs. And then going back to the shutdown, Senate Majority Leader Thune, a Republican, has said that he does not plan on tossing out the filibuster. So it's not really clear, again, how or when this shutdown's going to end.
CBS is Jared Hill. So here we are at day 34 in November and waiting, I guess, to see if it can be forced to be funded for SNAP.
That is a good question. Two different judges have ruled on this that I was paying attention to over the weekend, Larry. They're saying that the There's $5 billion in contingency funds available that the White House should tap that. White House counsel is telling the administration maybe not. And then over the weekend, Donald Trump posted on social media that there's nothing he would like to do more than tap that money, and they're seeing if they can do that, I guess. So
noon will be, for those that are waiting to hear, a critical moment. And then if they uphold that ability to get into that money, then how long will it take roll it out?
And here's the other thing. How long will the shutdown last as a result? Because there's that $5 billion. It's going to take a long time to make a big hole in that. So
one thing I think
we're
missing,
take that out of the picture, and that one of the main motivators to get anything done.
Is 34 days ago, had they come up with a solution to temporarily kick the can down the road, it would have been to the end of this month anyway.
Right. Only 7 weeks in funding anyway.
So now we're down to 4 weeks. So it's frustrating for a lot of people who are feeling the direct impact, and it has a lot of people, frankly, panicked.
I would also say that the polling data that was in that story was interesting. That's the first time that I've heard an even split in the public's perception of who's to blame for the shutdown.
Yeah, I think at this point, the people that are losing the benefits, they don't care who's to blame. They just need a solution of some sort in the interim period. Because obviously, pointing across the aisle isn't going to help the people that need the benefits. So finding a solution even for just the SNAP. But then again, you've got the military members who aren't getting their pay. You've got TSA. You've heard, how about they're advising people in flying out of Houston? They're going back to give yourselves at least 3 hours to go through TSA alone.
My goodness. And then I saw an article over the weekend, which I did not have time to read, but the headline said airlines reaching out to controllers to try and help. Imagine that.
Yeah, well, that would be a smart move.
Very good move.
We're also going to talk to State Senator Wayne Fontana coming up right after the news at 6:30 here. There is an effort to see where the budget is in the state of Pennsylvania.
We have a similar problem, don't we? Actually, ours has been running on much longer than the government shutdown.
And they're actually kicking off a food drive. We're into, what, 120 days?
Well, June 30th is the deadline, so.
So do the math.
Pretty much.
All right. We'll be anxious to hear what the senator has to say. And, hey, did you know tomorrow, Sandwich Day, I guess our colleague David Ballarato won't be participating. He claims to never have had a sandwich in his life. Is that humanly possible?
I do not believe that. He had to have at least had an Uncrustable as a kid.
He swears by it. And also,
has he ever said why? Have we ever heard the story behind?
No, I'm not sure if it was the influence of him having a pet deer named Lightfoot or raccoon named, what was the raccoon's name?
Herman?
Was it Herman? Yeah.
I think.
But he's never had a sandwich. How is that possible? Hey, I got one correction. Greg McAtee checked in. Remember when we did birthdays, it's Roseanne Barr's birthday. And I said, she's living in Ireland. That's Rosie O'Donnell.
Well, that's what I was wondering, by the way. I thought, well, it's possible. I mean, they're similar stories. They're both as hostile as they can be when it comes to Donald Trump. So it all matched up except for the Ireland thing.
Yeah. So my bad. I don't know. You're right. It's probably, I just kind of put them in a similar position. Meanwhile, how about this? A woman in Kentucky got the shock of her life when an urgent medical delivery she was expecting turned out to be a box full of severed human limbs.
Yo.
Oh, my.
She called 911.
No,
the dispatcher
please,
said
no.
She didn't want to be in the possession of body parts, and they don't belong here. It turns out the shipment was meant for a hospital.
I'm sure it was.
A medical school in Tennessee for surgical training.
Oof.
The coroner says they came from donated cadavers. How about it arriving on Halloween, thinking at first it was some kind of joke, but it was real?
That's so frightening. Which, can I just say, my brother starts chiropractor school today, and to know that in 2 years he'll have to dissect or look at the inside of a cadaver is insane.
I remember going to the cadaver room once at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center. I was good. One time.
You're good.
How have you dealt with the clock change? Only 12% of Americans actually like changing the clocks twice a year, and almost half say it's time to stop. And even though Congress has voted to make it stop, it hasn't stopped.
Guess what time I woke up this morning?
2.
1.
Oh man.
Yeah, you always wake up at 2,
and
right?
This is natural body clock.
Bingo.
That is so strange.
The body keeps the score.
The tradition dates back to World War I, and though we tried doing it permanently, I guess in the 70s, it didn't stick. Most people say, pick a time and stick with it. So only 12% of the people like doing that. And I was on an airplane flying back from California with the Pitt football team. We landed at 1:45. It was a 767. By the time everybody was, you know, getting ready to get off, the clock hit 2 a.m. and then suddenly it was 1 a.m.
I was awake at the time, and I watched my clock on my phone automatically go from 2 back to 1. It was kind of fun watching that. And by the way, if I had to pick one plane that I would have to travel with a football team and all the people who have to crowd onto it, one plane, it would be the 767 because of the layout.
Yeah, it's 7 seats across, 3 in the middle and 2 and 2 on each of the window sides. Really nice,
yep,
by the way.
You can stretch out, get a little space to yourself.
We were watching the World Series on board.
Hey,
and
game 7?
Went into extra innings.
Oh, my gosh. Like,
wow.
I watched. I'm sorry. I watched, okay? And I had a feeling the Dodgers were going to win. And I felt bad for the Blue Jays, I have to admit.
I really wanted the Blue Jays to win
for
the first time.
I'm hearing people say this is like one of the greatest Game 7s ever, and I missed it. I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, some of the plays that they made to save the game, with the game and the series on the line, were incredible.
What's the player's name?
Catches, hits.
Who made that home run in the pivotal moment? No, not the last one. It was one of the pivotal moments. Oh my gosh.
It sounds
on.
Like there's
Rojas.
A bunch of pivotal moments.
Yes, Rojas.
Yeah.
It was 9. For those that don't know, it went to 7 games. It was in Toronto. It was, what, the score was 3-1, 3-2. Whatever it was in the 9th, the Blue Jays were leading by 1, and they had a chance to win it, and they got the tying home run. And then went into extra.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Innings, and it took what? Till the 11th?
Yeah.
And then the Dodgers. Oh, my gosh. Back and forth. Both teams filled the bases. You know, bases were loaded. It was an incredible World Series.
Would you say that's the closest the Blue... I mean, I was rooting for the Blue Jays.
Well, and here's the thing now, since the Dodgers went back-to-back, that's the first time since the Yankees did it. They actually did three in a row.
Mm-hmm.
25 years ago. So that's how rare it is. So the Dodgers are the World Series champs. Hopefully the Pirates are right behind. Next. Day 34 of the federal government shutdown. We're in excess of 100 days for a budget impasse in the state of Pennsylvania. And 2 million residents of our state receive some form of SNAP benefits, and that obviously is in limbo and of great concern. So what's the game plan? We are joined by Pennsylvania State Senator Wayne Fontana, representing the 42nd District. Senator, welcome back. Good morning.
Morning, Larry. Thanks for having me.
I know a lot of people have been agonizing and waiting for this month to begin, hoping that there'll be some resolution, at least for the SNAP part of the government shutdown effect. And I understand in history, there have been in the past plans where you could tap the USDA SNAP contingency fund. So where are we today? What are you hearing for the people who are waiting?
Well, we're here, we're waiting, just like everyone else. And certainly last week in Harrisburg, encouraging and pushing and supporting the governor in his lawsuit against the federal government for that $5.5 billion contingency fund that's out there that we feel would fit its purpose, which is an emergency. And that's what this is. Folks going without food, to me and to my colleagues, is an emergency. So, you know, we're pushing as much as we can, supporting the governor and his action to join other governors in lawsuits to push out that those dollars. So we're not hearing, obviously, anything else that it's going to be resolved in the next day or so. So these actions are something that we feel like we can do from our point as elected officials. You know, I get a lot of emails. What are you doing? How can you help? That sort of thing. So, you know, we're doing all that we can legally, and then obviously we're trying to do some things, some of us in our own districts.
Explain, Senator, please, how the state and federal relationship relates directly to the SNAP program.
Well, the money flows down in a lot of cases, from the federal down to the state, down to local, and then distributed out to different entities like food banks and those other organizations that help people, you know, through our local human services departments, that sort of thing. So, you know, one affects the other, unfortunately, in this case. And then we have our own on the state level. We have our own budget issues that have not been resolved. So we're hopeful that happens in the next few days, actually. That we have something on the state level that's resolved and will be free up some dollars. But, you know, one affects the other, whether you like it or not. That's just how it works in government. So money flows down usually. And in this case, that's what's happening.
Well, apparently at noon today, a judge will decide whether the government can be forced to disperse those funds. And we'll see what happens here in the next 5 hours and 20 minutes. Meanwhile, as far as helping people in the moment, there are food drives, and I understand there's one that's underway.
Yes, we decided, me, my staff, and a few of my colleagues, actually, Senator Costa, Senator Piscitano, to partner up with the Salvation Army for a full food drive this Thursday, November 6th at the 7 of their facilities. You can drop non-perishable foods there. We also, from my staff, my office, have joined up with the food bank, and we're doing that from today through November 20th. You can drop non-perishable food off at my Kennedy Township office or any food bank for that matter. or you can go online. In either case, whether it be the Food Bank or the Salvation Army, we're encouraging people to go online and make your pledge. For every dollar, you're getting three meals. But you can drop non-perishable items there, paper products, diapers, those type of things. So we're publicizing that and trying to encourage folks that have non-perishable or want to donate money to do that, because this is the richest country in the world. Having people starve or not be able to eat is it's not good.
Well, a lot of people are very, very frustrated. I don't need to tell you, regardless of party affiliation, that there are families, in particular children and older citizens, who are struggling greatly because we can't get a resolution to at least feed our people. So hopefully that happens. It's been very, very challenging.
It's not just people without jobs. I mean, some of these folks have jobs, and they still are struggling. And so, you know, to say, oh, these folks just stay home, and it's not the case in 99% of the cases. These are folks that are working hard to feed their families every day, and they depend on these services. And you know, we're missing it. We're not doing our job by making them suffer because you can't agree on other things. And most of the things that are being debated are other things that probably don't affect these folks that much, and they're suffering for that. It's not right to do that.
And finally, Senator, at the state level, what is the biggest issue separating getting a budget done?
Well, there's always a spend a number issue. You can agree on what number to spend, and then you work from there. There's also issues around some policy things like education and Reggie, which is climate issues. Those kinds of things jump up, but they, quite frankly, they should all have been negotiated back in May, not here in November. They should have been resolved. So it become the biggest issue. It's politics. It's just political. You know, one party that's in power wants to make the other party that isn't look worse than they are. So you know, you get into all this today. It's a very partisan world out there from the day that I started in the political life. It's much different.
Well, there are a lot of people that aren't happy with either side right now, as you know. But appreciate your willingness to come on and try to encourage people to support the food drive. Thank you, Senator.
My pleasure, Larry. Thanks for having me again. Take care.
Senator Wayne Fontana.
60 Minutes. President Donald Trump blamed Democrats for the government shutdown. Democrats in the Senate want to secure health care subsidies for more than 20 million people who use the Affordable Care Act. Here's what he said.
Obamacare is terrible. It's bad health care at far too high a price. We should fix that. We should fix it. And we can fix it with the Democrats. All they have to do is let the country open and we'll fix it.
And we wait. And tomorrow will be 35 days, which will be the longest, you know, shutdown that we've experienced.
And over this issue, the president said he will not negotiate. Now, the former Bantam Jeep building went up in flames in Butler over the weekend.
That administration building that had stood for many years there in Butler was the only remnant or reminder of those heady days of World War II when the Jeep transformed the battlefield.
And that is the voice of President, CEO of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick. You know, to point out that the Jeep was developed in Butler, and that was a historical part of it.
And the first Jeep ever built, by the way, is on display at the Heinz History Center. Well, I have picked out quite a Tomlinism for you to listen to this morning. Hilary, ready?
Go.
It's a fine line between drinking wine and squashing grapes in this business. It's nothing dramatic, you know. It's really not. A couple plays here and there, it might have been different last week.
And he's not wrong about that, but it's a fine line between drinking wine and smashing grapes.
Man, you must have been out of vocal cord power by the time that game was over. My gosh.
Six turnovers. And I'll tell you what, the 2005 Super Bowl team members were there, including Ben Roethlisberger, Jerome Bettis, they had quite a weekend and quite a turnout.
Talk about emotional, huh?
Celebrate Super Bowl 40. And how about Joey Porter in the house to see his son, Joey Porter Jr., with a crucial interception?
Well, I've got to be honest with you. I didn't see any of that taking place.
No,
but
in
fact, they shut down the number one offense in the NFL, and they played like the defense they say they're capable of.
The number one running back was Jonathan Taylor.
45 yards is all he got.
So whatever happened this week, they shut down the most prolific offense in the National Football League
won. One thing I picked up on is that apparently Jalen Ramsey stood up on Saturday night and gave an impassioned address to the team.
Yeah, and we'll talk more about that. Jeff Hathorn, our Odyssey sports director, will join us in a little over an hour. He was there inside the locker room. And bottom line is, the Bengals lost. They blew another big game.
It was horrible what happened to them.
Not so horrible if you're us.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So they lost, and no one knows where the Browns are.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.